Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. Mark.
And I'm Heidi.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for tuning in.
Tuning in.
Do we say that?
No.
Thanks for being here, wherever you are, and listening.
Yes.
How's that?
For streaming. All right, so sometimes...
You don't want to be happy.
I don't, but I will this time. People often ask us, how has it been to uproot your family and move from the East Coast to the West Coast? And I love it because of the fact that I just think people get set in their ways. And I woke up one day and I'm like, wow, I live in my hometown. And I didn't think, although I thought we were going to move someday, I wasn't sure when. And I didn't think it was going to be anytime soon because the kids were in high school. So we kind of started a whole new life for ourselves out here. And I've always been looking for things to do as I get older and as I, that are like new hobbies and new things like that. Is there anything?
Wait, what? You're looking for new, you are not looking for new hobbies.
No, I am.
Where?
I'm looking. What That's are why you doing? I haven't really.
We've been here a year and change and you haven't picked up any new hobbies.
So is there any benefit to trying something new as an adult?
I absolutely think there is.
I think we've kind of, with all the stuff that's going on and all the new things that are happening with us, I think it's been very positive for you and I to get out of our comfort zone and move to California. And I can't speak for the kids, but for me, it's been really good.
I will say, if you and I would have, let's say the girls were off in college or whatever, and you and I decided to just move on our own, although I'm sure it would have been amazing, I love that we're all together in the same place, in the same city and doing all that. I think it's good, and the reason I think it's good to kind of get out of your comfort zone is because I think sometimes, as humans, we get on autopilot and you kind of do the same things over and over. And I feel like you kind of do them robotically sometimes. And stepping out and doing something new requires a lot more thought, and you're invested in it because whether you want to, you're learning it or you want to be more aware of what you're doing, for whatever it is. And so you're more in it. You're more consciously in whatever it is you're doing that's new. And I think that's good for your brain. I think it's good for your body. I think it's good for, if you and I were doing it together, I think it would be good for us and a connection between us. So I love a routine. I will say I am wired that way. I do love a routine. You pull me out of that and I don't mind it because you kind of do things differently than I do. And I do like that you pull me out of my routine because I don't consider myself an anxious person, but when I'm doing new things, I do get a little anxious. I want to be good at it. And I don't know, am I doing it right or whatever it is. So
does this feel, this experience being in California feel different to you? See, to me, it feels the same because although the topics of the emails might be different, I'm still working through emails. I'm still going to Starbucks in the morning to grab a coffee, just a different Starbucks, but does it feel different to you?
It does feel very different to me because when we were home and before all of this, before the pandemic, everything, I was driving Charlie to dance. I was going to the grocery store every Monday or whatever, doing food prep, doing all these things, very routine to keep, you know, the girls situated, you know, making sure they had food before their activities and sports and whatever. And I was doing photography a little bit, but now I'm working. The girls are much more self-sufficient. Is that the right word?
Yeah, sure.
They, you know, they're a little older and things are very different in that sense for me. I'm not doing photography anymore. I do love it, but I'm just don't have the time to do that. Or I don't know if I don't have the time or I don't want to find the time to do that because I'm enjoying doing other things.
But let me say a few things because I do think you're right. Your life has changed more mm-hmm. dramatically, but I also think it's kind of the same because instead of you're still acting as the mom of Dixie and Charlie, and mm-hmm. I think you do an incredible job with that. It's just a little bit different, but I didn't think about that. Like you were running the house in Connecticut from making sure that cooking and all those things, you still like, you're the one who takes care of the dogs mostly yeah. and feeds the dogs. You're still doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, I think like we say it all the time, it's so different and so familiar all yeah. at the same time.
I do agree with that.
So, but back to my original thing, because I want to try some new things. What do you think about picking up new hobbies or new skills or new things as an adult?
I want to do more. So I have a whole new thing in my notes on my phone of things. They're for both of us, but not so much hobbies. But I think the hobby is going different places, even in LA, but you know, a weekend here or just trying out different places and doing different, seeing different scenery, a beach here or a hike there. I know I keep trying to get you to hike, but I can't get you to bite on that. But
there are things that we do that each of us do that we don't like.
Yeah.
So like,
name yours and then I'll name mine.
So I skied. Not often, but I skied as a kid and we never went skiing. And where we lived in Connecticut, mm-hmm. Vermont and New Hampshire were pretty close. We could have done that, but we never did that because you didn't want to blow out a knee.
Yeah.
I love bike riding and I understand that it's not that you don't like bike riding. You just are scared of the
streets
and
getting
the
cars. Run over.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
I like to go to Vegas
mm-hmm.
and play blackjack. And you don't like gambling at all.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just a few things that we don't like.
Okay, so I'll do mine. I would like to hike, and you don't.
Yeah, there's purpose.
See,
of that,
there's you don't even let me finish. I love lifting.
See that big ass hill right there? Let's walk
yes.
up it.
Yes, yeah, it's I'm bigger good. Than just hey, let's walk up the hill. It's the whole experience and the workout and the when you get to the top, it's like visually you can see the walk behind you and like.
I
how
will
far
try
you,
it.
Okay. Wait, yes. Really? I love lifting weights. That's like my favorite thing to do.
Well, what did I do this morning?
One time.
Just
you
having to catch me on my right day, people.
You weightlifted one time. I like to water ski.
Really?
Yeah, I do. So
I don't like.
We both like to ski. Just mine is liquid. Yours is frozen.
And I don't like lakes. I don't like any body of water where I can't see below and lakes are all murky and mosquito filled and like.
Would you kayak?
If I was getting chased by someone, kayak. Like, I don't know.
This is why we don't have hobbies.
We did go whitewater rafting. That was really
That was
cool.
so much fun.
All right,
fun.
I'll do that again.
Okay. Do they have that in California? Probably,
I'm
right?
I'm sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's I'm going to add that to my list.
Okay. So wait, I have a question.
But
for
I
you.
Think it's so good to like try new things as an adult. I feel like that's how you keep your life interesting. I feel like it keeps you young. I think when you're ever learning is a good thing.
Would you take a class?
Yes.
Would you take an academic class?
On what?
I don't know. Well, something you're interested in.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not talking like.
Like math?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I don't want to do that.
Yes.
Like what kind of acting?
I got to brush up on my trigonometry.
Okay, wait. Like, you know what I would do? You know what I would do? I would learn how to, I'm using my hands because I know you can't see me out there in listening land. Bartend, like make drinks, make fun drinks.
That's cool.
Would you do that with
me? I was
me?
Just going to say like a cooking class.
That would...
Yeah, why don't we do stuff like that?
Okay, I'm going to add it to the list.
I think everyone comment on when we post this, I'm going to...
New hobbies. We should try.
With Dixie and Charlie and without them.
As a couple.
Yes.
Yeah. The girls aren't interested in doing new hobbies with us, honestly. Really.
Yeah, and I don't know that we're interested in doing them with them either. It's just going to bring us down.
Me and you. Okay, yeah. Right. That'll be fun. All right.
All right, what else would you want to do?
Well, I did learn how, for my birthday, 10 or so years ago, you got me a guitar. I had really wanted to learn how to play the guitar. You got me a guitar, and I learned how to play a guitar.
Do you want to do that again?
I would love to do that again. It does take a lot of time. Like, it was tough because I would spend a lot of time doing it. Then I had this guilt that I wasn't getting other things done, which I didn't like that I did that to myself. But I think that's normal feelings as like a mom or some moms. But bigger than that was my neck. I remember my neck was...
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up in physical therapy forever. And so I couldn't... Like, my neck was in so much pain, I couldn't even do it anymore. But that was like, to learn that as an adult, I think was like, oh, that's one of my favorite things.
I used to have hobbies growing up. I used to collect baseball cards.
Oh.
I used to collect comic books.
Love.
And I knew, this is what's crazy, I knew that they would have value later on. And I remember people telling me when I was young, like, keep on to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't find them. I don't know where they went. Sad. I think my mom chucked them. And then I was big into bicycling.
Yeah.
And I would repair and take apart and build my own bikes, build my own wheels, all that stuff. So
I like riding bikes. We can't ride where we live hardly. Then you got to take the bike somewhere else. Like that's...
And I think the fact that off of the bikes, like the way I set up my career is I think some people have jobs that are great that they go in 9 to 5 and they have, I'm not saying they work any harder or any less or anything like that. I just, my job running a clothing company kind of took over not only my days, but my nights, and it kind of became my hobby too, you know? So,
yeah.
And I think that's kind of cool.
Well, because you're very creative. So your mind is always working on different ways and not even like visually creative, but with business creative. But I think to be honest, like as your wife, there were times where I would get frustrated because I was like, why can't he just end his day?
Yeah.
And then just be, you know, but it never ended because your mind is just always going. And that's just who you are. And at some point I was just like, okay.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So we talked about my life is a little bit similar because I'm doing a lot of the things I did from a business standpoint, but your life is changed because you're involved in a whole bunch of different business things that you weren't involved in before. How do you feel confident in some of these new ventures and how do you navigate through it to not necessarily fake it, but how do you gain the confidence to kind of make this change from all these new things that you're doing?
No, I am not always confident. I do get, you know, I always want to do like 200%. And when you don't know what you're doing, it's hard. So what I do is I ask a lot of questions, and I kind of just, as I'm older now, like, I let myself be vulnerable. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing. So, like, I'm looking for guidance, and feel free to help me out here. You know, I don't think I was like that always. I think I wanted to fake it or pretend I knew just because, like, let me just get through it and not embarrass myself, whatever it was. But yeah, I mean, I'm like at 49 years old, like, there's just things I don't know how to do, even at my age, and I'm not going to try and hide it. Like, I feel like when I do things, I know the things that I might not know everything I want to do, but I know the things I don't want to do. Things that just don't feel right for me or whatever, and those I'm very vocal on. And knowing that helps me guide to the things that I do want to do.
I think you're a lot more confident than you were prior to all this happening.
Thank you.
Would you agree?
In some things, yeah, I do.
I think so. I think in business meetings and
well, I just, you know, I was thinking of this the other day. You and I in business meetings, we look and listen with such different eyes and ears, especially when it comes to like us as a family or the girls, and the things that you pick up on from the business side, you're like, you're so savvy that way. And mine is more of, as a mom, I think, like, okay, I'm looking at the schedule. There's no lunch time in here. You know, I'm always thinking of that kind of thing. So I think between the two of us, we have it covered. We have a lot of it covered. And then the girls, when they're in the meetings, they have their own things, which is good. So we're all four kind of looking at situations all from different perspectives. But I think we do a good job of like knowing what we know and being vocal on that.
What's your, outside of all the things that the girls have done, what's your personal thing that has happened to you or that you've done during these last 2 years or year and a half that has been the coolest thing for you?
For me personally, like, I can't say things that the girls did that made me, no?
No. Because everybody knows those things. Like, I think for, you know, for you, it's probably some of the things you did modeling because that's what you wanted to do when you were younger and you did that when you're younger, but.
Yeah, I think I've done one photo shoot for, that was just me. And that was, I was nervous. I hadn't done it in a long time. I did have my like insecurities in front of the camera, but it's one of the, and the thing was, I knew the photographer already. I knew hair and makeup already. So I was in a very comfortable situation, but I think, you know, I still had nerves, but I loved it so much. I love doing that. I love trying on all the clothes and get my hair and makeup done. Like, I think that's very fun. That is fun for me. So I would say that was like probably the coolest thing for me personally. That and then like learning from Cesar Millan. That was probably like a couple of my favorites.
I liked the, and I know this brings Dixie into it, but the video, the YouTube video you and Dixie did where she remade your old modeling photos.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
I was thinking of remaking my modeling pictures.
Really?
Would that be cool?
That'd
do you think
really
people
cool.
would watch that? Like make a YouTube video of it?
I think that would be really cool. I love the fact that for me, I love two things. I love being able to mentor other people and be able to help people along the way, and you know who they are, and I don't want to pat myself on the back for doing that. I just love that, so I don't want to mention any names. And then the other thing is using the platform to make an impact. And I just did a little PSA for Stand Up to Cancer, and that kind of stuff is really cool. Like,
I love that too, and we don't talk about all those things that we do like that. That's very personal and rewarding to be able to do with the platform that we have, but that's always like, want to do more of that. That's so fulfilling, and like knowing you're helping people, like, but I think we were kind of like that before, but now we have even more resources to help.
Do you feel like
in a bigger way
you're reinventing yourself, or you're just like adding on to who you are?
I don't think I'm reinventing myself. I'm still learning who I am. Like, I feel like I'm learning new things. And I feel like as a mom, as a stay-at-home mom all these years, I mean, I had a great life. You and I, because you did work from home a lot, we were together a lot. I love that. I love doing all the things with the kids, going to Michael's, getting art supplies, doing all the things, baking cakes and cookies. Like, when I was a kid, when you asked me what I wanted to do when I grew up, I wanted to be a mom. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I love, love, love being home and being able to do that. We made a lot of sacrifices for me to be able to stay home to do that, but that was worth it to me and to us. But there is a part of that where you kind of lose yourself as a woman. And I went through this, like, who am I? What am I about? And that's whenever I did that workout challenge. And that was probably the biggest change as an adult at post children I had in my life. What it did for my mind and how it made me strong. And my body was strong, but my mind was like, I was a different person. And it was just like, I felt like I could do anything. And I kind of like, that's when I reconnected with who I am and let's explore who I am. Like, I could do anything I want to do. And I didn't feel like that for a long time.
Do you think it's what's going on with our family, or do you think it would have happened anyway? My point being, like, all of a sudden we were going through our lives without kids, and then we have kids, and you go from having zero obligation to having this incredible obligation and this incredible responsibility for these kids. And it happens over till they're 14, 15, they start to going on their own. Do you think it's just you would have found these things out already anyway, because they're just would have been out of the house and they want nothing to do with us at that point?
You mean like feeling like I do now?
Yeah.
I think it would have taken me some time. I think because of what happened to our family, and it got fast tracked because there's now opportunities, and there's like, we're living in a different place. So there's new and cool and fun things to do that we haven't done before. And so I think because of that, this is all fast tracked. And I am like just having so much fun being in my 49-year-old self. And I think I would have gotten there. I think it would have taken me a lot longer.
Do you, not that you have regrets, but do you think you could have balanced out your life as a mom and your responsibility to Dixie and Charlie, but also doing things like yourself, like kayaking or some of these other things that you're trying to?
Well, the one thing that was pretty much a constant was lifting weights. I did a good job of always getting that in, except for right before I did that workout challenge in April of 2019. The 2 years prior to that, I hardly worked out at all. And I think literally in those 2 years is where I kind of like got like, what am I doing? Who am I? What am I about? Like, that's where I started feeling it the most. But
I think we all find...
Wait, to answer your question. Yes, I do think I could have balanced it better. I think when you know better, you do better. And I couldn't... I don't know. Like, I didn't... Maybe I didn't want to ask the right questions to my friends or family to help me realize that. You know, I didn't have, like, a therapist that or anything that was another person that was like, you know, you should devote, you know, X amount of time a week to find something new to do just for yourself, or like try to figure out who you are. I think it happened as it was supposed to, and I'm happy with that, and I don't have regrets. Do I wish I think I could have been a better mom and wife had I done it earlier, but we can only go from where you are.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I have regrets. I do think my one issue that I feel didn't hurt me, but I wish I made more goals later on in life. I think at a young age, I set out to simple stuff, graduate high school, and then get into college, and then graduate college, and then get a job, move into New York City. And it was like, I remember writing these goals down and how do I get there? And then as you get settled in adulthood and you're married with kids, for me, I'm sure other people do, I stopped writing those things down. I think part of it isn't because I was unhappy. I think the reason was I was so happy. Like I achieved all of my goals. I had incredible wife, two incredible kids, and I became less selfish and stopped worrying about myself. And I talked with, when I did the podcast with Caleb, I told him, like, don't lose sight of yourself and balance out being selfless and selfish. And there's a fine line between those two things, and you have to make time for yourself and you have to reinvent yourself. And that's kind of what this podcast is about.
Do you think you have any resentment because you didn't tend to yourself more than you did?
No, because I know I know I was completely content and happy. And ultimately, it's my own responsibility. So no one, I say it all the time, it's not, if I'm not in the best shape of my life, it has nothing to do with you, my job, Dixie, or Charlie. I mean, I'm just not making that a priority, and I'm totally responsible for that. And, you know, do I think, hindsight being 2020, I might have looked and said, okay, everything's great right now. You're totally happy, but what else?
Have you written some goals down recently?
It's kind of funny. I didn't really write, like I used to. I remember back when I was in college, I wanted to get a DJ system, and like I would write those goals down and then save up money and then go do it. Mm-hmm. Now I can just go do it. So,
but I think I know you, like, you worked out today and how much you enjoyed that and how good it felt. Like, that's not something you can go by.
Yeah.
You know, that's a goal, and it's going to take work to get to your goal. So is that something?
Yeah, I mean,
that you would write down.
It's been written down, hon. It's been there for a while. It just hasn't.
Where's the disconnect?
I have getting under 200 pounds on my to-do list for the last 10 years. It just hasn't gotten there yet. So, but again, I don't blame.
But don't give up.
No. And I don't blame anyone but myself. I'm a big boy. I know how to get to the. I know where the gym is. I still have the membership comes in every month. The payment goes out every month. So, but yeah, I do think there's been a part of this as we're building this new business, and I still have my day job and my apparel business. I do think there are things that we have to look at as a family that we need to set goals for ourselves. And some of them are enjoying life, and I had a blast traveling with Dixie to Paris, and, you know, travel is something in there, eating right, exercising. You know, I don't know. Charitable work is something that I definitely want to continue to do. We've kind of been doing them, but I think we need to write things down and set goals and not reinvent ourselves, but just add on to who we are. I think it's probably the best way to describe it.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so we talked about your interests and things that you love to do. Is there anything that you've never told me, or something I would not think that you'd want to do that you'd put on a hobby list, or that it might be so far-fetched or something that is out of your comfort zone, you might not even mention it?
Let me think. Do I?
I'll give you one for me.
Okay, go.
Like, and I have no reason to think I'd be good at this or anything, but, and I've told you this, like, I always thought about doing stand-up comedy.
Yes, you'd be so good.
And that's one of those things that I would be totally out of my comfort zone. People would video it, and I'd probably be terrible at it, but
I think you would be good.
Those kind of things.
That's like, good.
Look, I think that we, for whatever reason why we have this opportunity that we have an opportunity that things we can do things that actually, that's not even true. I could have done that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm thinking maybe I'm using that as a,
an excuse,
but that's one thing. I also see us at some point, and we talked about this, I do love LA a lot, but I see us having, I like the outdoors, not outdoors, like woodsy outdoors with mosquitoes, more like ATVs and motorcycles and BMX bikes. So I could see us having a house somewhere in, I don't know where, somewhere in like the Montana area where we have a house with a lot of acreage and where I can just jump on a motorcycle and go riding right outside of the house.
I love that. I would do that with you.
Cool.
Do I have any, I don't know that I've how you said stand-up comedy.
Wait, do you think you could act?
No, I can pretty much assure you I would be terrible. I can't remember the lines.
Yeah.
What? Oh, it's bad. It's bad. With a few things we've had to do, or I had to remember, like four words was torture. Can I read it again? What is it again? What is it? What is wrong with me? See, that's why you got to keep your brain sharp.
And how do you do that?
I got to find new things to do and get my brain sharp.
No, so think, actually, all right, so.
Like my things that I, okay, so I do have these things. They're not like your thing, like you would want to try stand-up comedy. Mine is like, I would want to be a lifeguard.
Ooh.
Is that weird?
I look at a couple of things. No, it's not, because I think when it's, we're in Hollywood now, so we're prone to start to think about, all right, we're in Hollywood. Should I try acting or all the things around Hollywood? Mm-hmm. But I think when I really think about it, like, this may sound crazy, but I'd love to be a teacher. Like, I'd love to, like, if money's not an issue, because we know teachers do not make what they should be making. Like, that's kind of like being a lifeguard.
Yeah. Helping people, making sure everybody's okay. I don't know. Maybe that's my need to, like, take care of people. My kids are getting older. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where it comes from. But, like, when I could visualize myself doing that.
I've thought.
It seems like, for the most part, you're just sitting in a chair. And hopefully everyone's okay. But, I mean, I think it would be amazing to be able to save someone's life. Like, I think that would be something that I would be good at.
Yeah, and I think there is a difference between we're thinking about Hollywood type things, like we're here, so we might as well try doing some of that stuff, but you're not really. But then I think about, I've even thought, like, my degree was basically in pre-law. It was political science. Ooh. But UConn, I don't think, had a pre-law program. So then I'm thinking, would I ever go back to law school?
Interesting. That would be amazing.
I would love to go do. So I think there's a couple of things. There's
like, well, you've always talked about being a teacher. Like, even when we first met, you were like, maybe one day.
I think the reason for that is I firmly believe that mentors could change people that have influence over other people could change people's lives for good or bad. Mm-hmm. And I know that the way I grew up with my mom and dad being divorced, and I easily could have been swayed to go in the wrong direction. And at times I was swayed to go in the wrong direction. And I think there were teachers that were impactful to me that I look back and wow, like Mr. Bray, who was one of my guidance counselors and taught in my middle school, he always tried to point me in the right direction. Mr. Holston, who was my basically assistant principal, they called them house masters in Norwalk High. He always went to Notre Dame, and like, I didn't even know what that was.
Yeah.
Like, and I looked at this guy and I was like, wow. And I know how people could be so influential with other people. And I think about that all the time. I'm like, look, I'm blessed. I'm lucky. I was definitely privileged in a lot of ways, but I grew up poor, and I grew up, my dad was in jail a couple of times, and I do think I could have went in the wrong direction. And I know I can influence and other people to help them. And that's kind of what I'm doing with, I'm not managing anyone per se, but I'm definitely mentoring kids. And they look to me because they think, oh, wow, you're Dixie and Charlie's dad. You must know what you're doing.
Well, I think they look to you because they know you've done, you know, you did come from nothing and you built a business for yourself, a very successful business, but that was not easy. That took a long time and a lot of many. I mean, when you first started Mad Soul, you were working 18 hours a day. That was like, I remember it like it was yesterday. And, you know, you wore the same pair of shoes for over a year, of like one pair of shoes, like these black and red Vans. I remember it. And, you know, there was a lot of sacrifices. And so I think you're so good at mentoring because I think you want to help people avoid the mistakes. But sometimes those mistakes are what make you and what keep pushing you. If you have someone, like, you know, maybe the part of it is you remind them, like, stay on track, keep your focus. I remember when Markel was here on the podcast, he had some, it was a program in his school, and he started going because they had free food, and he wouldn't talk. And it took a long time, and he started listening. Well, he was like, I never talked, but I listened. And it changed his life. And he still, I think he said he still sees them now, like, when he goes home, and they've really impacted him in such a positive way. And that's why he's where he is in so many ways.
I watched you be an incredible mom to Dixie and Charlie. How do you think you could use that skill set to influence and help others?
Well, thank you. I don't always feel that way. I'm always feel like I could have done better in a lot of ways because I was learning. Like, there's no book how to be a mom, but, you know, I had women in my family and friends that were all trying to figure it out and do it. And so I would try to, you know, learn from watching. But now that, I don't know. I mean, that role is never going to end. I'm always going to be that for them. But I think this is what I feel like I could mentor is if I could have the things that I used to do with our girls when they were younger, you know, we'd polish each other. I'd polish their nails or braid their hair or I would, you know, we would draw or do paint or whatever it was, like just to kind of do something creative that was fun. And like, you know, like if we were going to paint, we're going to set up the easel and we're going to put the thing on the floor. We're going to get all the brushes and the colors. Like I would set it all up. Like I wouldn't do it like kind of go all in. And I love doing that. So I don't know what that's a job, but I think maybe kids that don't have that would like that.
So
but
I
don't know how, where that, you know what I mean? I don't
yeah.
know.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
We talked about three things in particular, so I think we need to, and I think we should write these things down and whether other people want to do it or not. But I think for us, it's things that take us, things that we want to do that we like to do. For me, it was getting a DJ system in the house and doing that. And I think we need to add more of those things. Mm-hmm. Then there's other things that are probably not just for our family, but the fact that we're in Hollywood and things that may have some Hollywood influence that we should do. Like we're in a position that we can do things and maybe have some doors opened up for us. But I don't think we should say to other people they shouldn't do that. Like I was just thinking, oh, now because I'm in Hollywood, I can go do stand-up comedy. No, that's not true. I just needed the nerve to do it back mm-hmm. then. So those are things that I think we should do as hobbies, and then things that I think we should do outside of our comfort zone. And then the third thing is I think things we should do to impact other people.
And, I like that.
And whether that is, you know, long-term goals could be, you know, 10 years from now, I start
opening up an art arts, after school arts program.
Absolutely.
Or something.
So what do you think?
Well, I was just going to say, like, in a lot of ways, like, I know just for me personally, like, I get messages from either other moms or like 20 something year olds, like, that kind of look at things that I do and like, oh, thank you for posting that. Like, that was cool. That was a great idea. And, oh, I just cooked that, or, you know, as a mom to mom or different things like that. I think it's different when you have that human interaction, which is kind of what I'm missing when I love it online and the social media part of it, because you can impact a lot of people, but that interaction of having that person with you and like helping them and right in front of you, I think is something that is super special, and that's how you like connect with other human beings.
And I think on that third part of how you impact other people's lives, I wouldn't be as arrogant enough to make it seem like I have the answers and I don't. But if there are some people that I could help out, I do think that part of it, helping others and influencing others for good, I think you and I could do a better job. Yes. with our social media platform, because people don't want to see us doing dances.
No.
And they don't want to see us doing trends. I think I've been trying to figure out a way to use TikTok and to use Instagram and our other platforms, not to be preachy, but just to give certain advice that I've given to other influencers that I think has been very helpful. And I think that's a cool way for us to give back and use our platform to take little tidbits of things that we mm-hmm. have done to help others.
I think sometimes, like, especially like you were talking about mentoring, which you have done already, sometimes it's not even like you're saying not be preachy. It's not even that. It's sometimes somebody just needs a person to bounce something off of. And not that you're going to blow smoke or you up their ass or whatever, but you're going to give them your honest opinion based on the history of your life and the things you've done that maybe worked or didn't work for you. And like, just having an ear of someone that you kind of actually know is, I think that's huge, huge.
I think the interesting thing is most people are my age would love to give advice and to share knowledge. And I think most young people want to take it in. It's how you connect the two people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the thing,
that's so true,
getting Caleb to come here was so interesting, because I've met hundreds of, you know, when I was at that basketball game, I interacted with tens of people, if not hundreds of people, but he was the one mm-hmm. that was asking for the assistance, and all he had to do was ask. I was ready to give it. And I just think that's kind of and I know there's great organizations like Big Brothers and things like that, but how do you connect those people together? How do you connect the young person with the person who has the experience, and vice versa? I think once you get into that relationship, like, the older person definitely could learn from the younger person.
Sure.
I mean, I always...
And I think you're open. You're open for that.
Yeah.
You know, something else I was thinking, I have thought about this for, I can't even remember a time I didn't think about this, of like taking the dog to like kids in or people in a hospital. Like, that is something I think I would love.
Because
I love dogs.
Those are cool things. That's what I love about this podcast, is because when you start to get, for you and I, when we're just going through life, you're waking up in the morning, you're setting your alarm, you're getting up, you're doing your stuff. This gives us time. Like, there's so many things, especially because we're not scripted that much. We kind of come here with a little outline of what we're going to talk about. And then the topics like this get us thinking and mm-hmm. get me thinking of how I could be a better human being, and things, not only just say it, but how you implement things. But that's, you know, that's something that could be really cool, to work with the dogs. And
yeah. And we have dogs.
We do. Yeah.
That would be cool.
So, this was really cool.
I feel like this was for us, but if anyone else can relate or maybe reflect on their own situation, like, I got a lot out of this.
I think we talked about topics that are important, goals, getting outside of your comfort zone, trying to doing things that maybe be you may think are dreams, and just doing them, whether it, you know, get back to the comedy thing. And then the other thing is, what are you doing to be a better human being to help others? And I think if you're in high school, and you know, you could still be a mentor to somebody who's
younger,
who's in
anywhere
school.
Like, you know, I know in Charlie's, you know, being a dancer her whole life, she looked up to other dancers that mentored her and literally changed the course of her life because of the mentorship in such a positive way. You know, obviously we were always a part of those decisions and conversations, but you know, like people, I think sometimes people think they don't have anything to offer. Like everybody has something to offer. Just everybody's life is like, you can share that with someone and they're going to, you know, in a way of like, listen, I made the mistakes. Don't do that. Or, you know, hey, this worked for me. You should think about it. You know,
so. I agree. So this is what we have. Ready? Get outside of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Follow your dreams.
Yes.
And give back.
And work hard.
And work hard all the way along. So,
yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening. I'm Mark D'Amelio. You can follow me at Mark D'Amelio on all of my socials.
And I'm Heidi at Heidi D'Amelio on all of my socials. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Heidi. This was really good.
This was good. Love you, Mark.
Love you too. Bye, bye everybody.
Bye.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.